Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See the Podcast, Season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Jung Ho-seok, Park Jimin, Kim Tae-young, Jung Jungkook, standing BTS.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
And it's going to be a great time. But disclaimer, this is a comedy fangirl podcast. So what does that mean?
That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Well, maybe not today.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to learn much today, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But this is an explicit podcast, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Yeah, and this is especially true this week because today's episode is Would You Rather BTS edition. So We're starting out with some clean content, some more lighthearted stuff, but about halfway through, we're probably going to switch to some more like provocative questions.
Not probably. We are going to switch to provocative questions.
Yeah. I mean, it's would you rather. How could you not?
Right. So if the dirty stuff isn't your thing, and of course, if it isn't age appropriate, we won't blame you for turning it off when we get to that point. It's really not like that dirty. It's along this, you know, things that we've talked about before.
Yeah.
So we try to keep it somewhat clean because there's some real dirty stuff out there. I mean, if you're into it, just YouTube would you rather dirty 18 plus, and there you go.
Yeah.
Ours are not that explicit.
No. But they're good, you know, if you're down for some comments of like, yeah, but Jimin's lips are sexier,
or shit, Jin is bias wrecking me.
Then you're in the right place. By the way, Jin has actually been bias wrecking you, right?
Yes, it's been insane. So I'm going to go ahead and share my little story. I shared it on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a BTS dream, which are the best, and they're rare. Like, I honestly would think that I would dream more about BTS with how much BTS content I consume every day. But I don't really have them all that often. So a couple nights ago, I had a dream about BTS, and what happened in the dream is I went to Seoul for like a month, and I was just touring South Korea and Seoul. But while I was there, I was rooming with BTS.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but it wasn't their actual dorm, their like setup. It was like one big loft. Like, we were all sleeping in one big room, and it was really, really cool. But anyway, so once it got to the last day that I was there, I ended up saying goodbye to all the members individually. And for some reason, like, I don't remember any of my time. Like, I don't remember my time with Jimin or Taeyong or anything. Like, I just know that I talked to them. But the only one that I remember in the dream was talking with Jin. And oh my gosh, guys. So we were like sitting on the couch, and like all the other BTS members were like spread out throughout the loft. Like they were all doing their own thing. But Jin and I were sitting on this couch and we were just like saying our goodbyes. Like everyone was really upset I was leaving. I was really upset that I was leaving, obviously. And Jin just started to like kiss me randomly, like sporadically throughout the conversation. But it wasn't like a romantic kiss. It was like a really sweet kiss, like on the cheek, like, oh, I'm so sad you're leaving kind of thing. And then it just, I mean, he was kissing me. So I was kind of like caught off guard and like, oh God, he's kissing me. And so it started to like get a little bit more sensual. And then because I'm crazy, I guess, I like stopped him. And I said, this is bad. Like, this is not good.
Yeah.
This, I'm leaving and you cannot kiss me like this.
Yeah.
And then he like, of course, was a total gentleman and he nodded like, okay, yeah, no, you're right. And then I woke up. That was the dream. Oh my gosh.
Just the best.
It was the best. I remember waking up and I was still like, you know, when you wake up from a dream, sometimes you're still groggy and you're thinking to yourself, oh, that was a really good dream. I should remember that. And then you fall back asleep and then you don't remember it.
Yeah.
It was such a good dream that I like made myself wake up and I'm like, you write down this dream right now. Like you need to remember this dream.
Oh my God.
So ever since I've been totally bias wrecked by Jin. He came for me in my dream and now I've been consuming a lot of Jin content, like fan-made movies and or MVs. I always say movies.
Yeah.
Music videos.
I've been sending you stuff that I've been sending my friend Holly, who's a Jin stan. And just because, like, I was like, oh, look what she said about this. This is amazing. And then I remember, oh, shit, you've been being bias wrecked by him. So it's, like, affecting you even more than, like... Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's been insane.
He was really coming for you.
I know. I feel so disloyal to Tay Tay, but obviously he's still my number one.
Yeah, forever. Of course. I have one question about your dream, actually.
Okay.
Was it in English or in Korean?
It was in English, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, of course.
I don't know Korean.
I mean, that just makes sense, but I don't know.
That'd be dope if it was in Korean.
Anyways, okay, so let's get into it,
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, and play along with us, like, as you listen.
Yes.
If you have real strong feelings for one of these, please DM us and tell us what you think or just your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how should I do this? Should we just, like, read them back and forth?
Yeah, let's just switch back and forth.
And both answer every question.
Oh my gosh, of course.
Yeah, we have to.
That's the point. This is so fun. This is something Kayla and I did forever ago. I mean, forever ago. So this is fun.
Yeah. I was at work and I was thinking, it was my first day back at work after you had kind of spent the weekend here in Kansas City. And I was like thinking like, damn, I was thinking about all the times we used to hang out before you moved back to St. Louis. And I was like, we used to play Would You Rather, like BTS Would You Rather.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, and we do this podcast to just like hang out. So I was like, that would be a great fucking episode to do.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited.
Totally. I was really excited when you told me the idea. I'm like, totally, let's do it.
Yeah.
I feel like our listeners will have fun with it too. So.
Yeah, I hope so. So first one. Would you rather be roommates with Jin or RM?
I totally know my answer for this.
I feel like I know my answer too.
Mine, okay, I have my reasoning. Mine would be Jin, not just because he's bias wrecking me. I feel like RM would be a really cool roommate too, but I feel like, I don't know why I think this, I feel like RM might be a little bit more messy. A little bit more disorganized, and I feel like Jin has his things in its place. Like, he's pretty much organized. I feel like he'd be quiet. Like, he wouldn't be... I mean, obviously, he can be kind of loud, but I just feel like he would be a good roommate.
Yeah. Okay, so I thought at first that I would choose Jin, but I'm actually going to, I would go with RM because I feel like I would, you mentioned that he, you might think he might be like a little messy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about that, but I definitely am. So like maybe he wouldn't mind. And especially I know like when he roomed with Taeyang could be a little messy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe he'd be fine with it. But I also feel like
he'd be more patient if you were messy. I feel like Jin would be like, no, pick this up.
Yeah. Also, I feel like roommates get really close and I really want the opportunity to just like talk to RM.
Yeah.
Like pick his brain.
Yeah, that would be really, really great.
Yeah. So anyways.
Okay. All right. I think they'd both be good roommates, obviously.
For sure.
Okay. So next one, would you rather comfort a sad Jimin or party all night long with J-Hope? This is so hard. This is a hard one.
This is a hard one because, like, on one hand, Jimin, oh, my God, like, if he's sad, you want to do anything to make sure that none of the members are, like, upset, right?
Yeah.
And especially for me, Jimin, he's my bias, but partying with J-Hope?
J-Hope. Come on, he's a party animal. We all know that.
Yeah.
He'd be so much fun.
Okay, but I think I have to go with comfort, a sad Jimin, because I feel like I could not have fun choosing to go party with J-Hope knowing that I left Jimin, like, sad.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's your bias. And honestly, like, that would upset me a lot, too.
Yeah.
I feel kind of selfish saying I want to party all night long with J-Hope.
You could do that.
Are we going to be the opposite on all of these?
I hope not.
I'm going to say party all night long with J-Hope. I feel like that would just be so fun. Like, and honestly, Jimin could be comforted by all the other members and like other people because we all love him so much, right?
Sure.
That's how I'm going to look at it. You can comfort him. Fine. I'll be out with J-Hope.
Yeah. Tag team it.
Okay, but really, J-Hope all night long, that'd be so fun.
Yeah, it would be. Okay. Would you rather have Taeyang as your classmate or go on a one-month vacation with Yoongi?
I know my answer to this one.
I know mine, too. This is really easy for me.
This is easy for me. I would so have V as my classmate.
I would so go on a one-month vacation with Yoongi. Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay, but if you have someone as your classmate, like, you're going to be with them for at least a semester. So
and you
I would
see them in class at the...
Every day? 5 days a week? Hell yeah. I would be seeing V all the time.
What if it's block scheduling? It's only every other day, then.
No.
And he could be on the other side of the classroom, like...
Oh, but that's so fun. Well, when I was in school, I guess I'm not in school anymore, but when I was in school, I was so big on crushing on any dude, just, like, staring at them from hard away. Like, I just
from,
wanted,
like, the other side of the room.
Yes, just staring at them from the other side of the room and just, like, contemplating what they're like and knowing who they are.
Oh my God.
Like, I'd never talk to them. I'm so creepy, but I would just be intrigued by, like, oh, who is this person? I don't know. Let me guess based on, like, just watching them? Is that creepy?
I mean, a lot of people like to people watch. You just started really young.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was more in college when I was doing it.
Okay.
I would like stare at this guy and like I would talk to my girlfriend next to me and be like, do you see how cute he is? Like, have you talked to him? Have you seen him at this party? Blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, I would so crush hard. I would crush so hard on V.
Okay. Well, here's my thing.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. So if you're talking about high school or college, like a college classmate, that's definitely not a class every day. It might be longer classes though, but like it could be a really big class. Like you have no necessary, like you have no promised one-on-one time with that option, but yeah. A 1 month vacation with Yoongi, that's
a long time and a lot of personal time.
Yep. And that sounds fucking amazing. So that's my choice.
No, it does. Yeah, it does. Well, Taeyang is so damn cute, though.
It's just your bias.
I so have him as my... Yeah. It's also kind of my personality, too. Like, yeah. I loved crushing on boys. Like, that was so fun.
Hell yeah. Wow. So this question. Would you rather fight Jungkook or Suga?
Okay. This is hard.
Like, a physical fight? Is this supposed to be like a...
I don't know. Is it physical or verbal?
a rap battle.
Yeah, like I would not want to get in a physical fight with Jungkook, and I would not want to get in a verbal fight with Yoongi.
No, hell no, because Yoongi is like too fucking smart, you know? Yeah. And he will not take it to the level that you're gonna take it to, because you and I both are like fighters. Like,
oh, we're so fighters.
Like, yeah, like we'll yell,
scream at each other.
Yeah, or at anyone.
It's terrifying.
Don't make me mad.
It's really scary.
Yeah. So, but like Suga, he would just be above it, you know? Like,
no, he would.
He wouldn't even take it to that level, and he would just like, you know, yeah, he'd shut the whole thing down. So I don't know.
I think I'd rather fight Jungkook, because I feel like Jungkook could be like persuaded. Like, just
in a fight?
Yeah.
In like a physical fight?
Well, not in a physical fight. If I was in a physical fight with him, like, I'm unconscious at this point. He is way too big and strong. But I feel like
muscle pig.
Yeah, really. I don't know. I'm going to say Jungkook, because Yoongi just really, yeah, Yoongi scares me.
I'll say Jungkook, too.
Okay. So, would you rather spend a day with the Maknaes or spend a day with the Youngs?
Oh, no.
It's so broad, too. Like, a day?
Dude, a day.
Like, it doesn't even specify what you're doing. You could do anything with them.
Are we in the studio? Are we out in the town? Are we in the dance practice room?
Yeah, I don't know.
Shit.
Okay, how about we make this more specific? What about, like, shopping in Seoul?
Shopping in Seoul. Shopping in Seoul with the Maknaes or shopping in Seoul with the Youngs?
Damn.
Man, because, you know, fucking J-Hope's style.
Mm-hmm.
Namjoon's style.
Taeyong's style. Oh, Jimin's style.
So true, though. Oh, so true. Their airport fashion really shows their style.
Oh, it's the best. I also feel like I'm being influenced by Golden Closet Films, because we saw the Maknae line go shopping. Oh,
they seem like they would, you know what? The Maknae line seem like they would be so fun shopping. Yeah. And I feel like the Young line, a lot of them would be very serious. Like, when did you remember that clip of Yoongi shopping, like, in Best Buy? And he's literally just, like, casually strolling through, like,
just, you know, sipping coffee.
Mm-hmm. Aimlessly. Yeah. Like, okay. So I would say spend a day shopping with the Maknaes, just because
my bias too.
And they would just be super fun.
I think it would be really fun. I think, yeah, I'm going to go Maknaes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather have kids with Jungkook with bunny teeth or have kids with Namjoon with dimples?
Well, my answer is obvious for this, because I already have bunny teeth. Like, I have two really big front teeth, just like Jungkook. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna go with RM, because dimples are so cute, and his dimples are so, so cute.
Okay. Yeah. I'm also going to go with RM for like two reasons. One, I have like a huge fucking face. Like,
what? My goodness. I just have a huge fucking face, like, okay. So RM, obviously.
Okay, listen, no, okay. My cheeks are really big, and I've always wanted dimples. Like, I wish I had dimples, because I feel like it would, like, I don't know, break them up a little bit, like, be cute on my cheeks, add something. So, you know, if my kids have, like, big, big old heads.
I cannot believe you said that.
And faces.
Terrible.
Then, okay, but I'm just saying maybe my kids would have dimples.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So they'd be, like, cuter. Yeah. Okay.
I really do have, I have two really big front teeth. Like, if Jungkook and I had babies, our kids' teeth would be
How the fuck are we gonna edit this? This is insane. Okay.
We just won't. I'm sweating.
Okay. And okay, also, I had another reason why I would choose RM, because I feel like he would be a great dad. Jungkook is so baby. RM, I feel like, you know, he's gonna be a great dad one day, and I just want that.
Aww. But I think Jungkook is going to be such a great dad.
Oh, for sure. But I just can't think of him that way right now, because he's still baby sometimes.
Okay. So what's next?
Now that we're through that one, Jesus.
Yeah. OK, Okay, this one is going to be so hard for me. Would you rather be filmed by Jungkook or photographed by Taeyong?
Like a photo shoot by Taeyong and a Golden Closet film by Jungkook?
Yeah, basically. Well, you know how Taeyong has his camera. I mean, he loves taking pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, Vante.
He takes amazing pictures.
No, they're really good. So, Taeyong is my bias, and Jungkook is my bias wrecker. And I ship them. The Golden Closet films are just so, so cute, man.
Yeah, they're so amazing. I feel like I would choose to be filmed by Jungkook because it would be, like, a longer process and more of an experience, maybe, than some photographs.
Yeah.
And
Yeah. I'm gonna go with photographed by Taeyong for many reasons. One, he's my bias. Two, I feel like I would be feeding his passion, you know? Like, he's so passionate about it. And I feel like if he wanted to take pictures of me, there's no way I could ever say no. Like, I would be honored to be photographed by him.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go with photographed by Taeyong.
Okay. All right. Would you rather spend the day with RM or a night with Jimin?
Again, it's just not specific. So it's hard.
I think that it can just be broad. Like, your wildest dream, your wildest fantasies for what you could do with RM during the day and the wildest things you could do with Jimin at night.
Okay. Well, then I'm probably going to say spend the day with RM. Again, for many reasons. Like, I feel like you could just have such a good conversation with him and do so many things. Like, go to the park with RM and just, like, talk about life and nature and your fears in life. And I feel like he would be such a good conversationalist. But also, he, like, you know that he loves shopping and he loves trying new things and just being in nature. And I feel like that is something I would just love to do with Namjoon.
Well, I'm going to say my answer is, of course, a night with Jimin, because Jimin loves to stay up super, super, super late and go to bed in the early morning. And I just want to know what he does. I just, whatever he's doing, I want to do it with him. I want to just be there and hang out with him and do other things, possibly. But
other things, maybe. If it went there, why not?
But, you know, we could do anything. It would be so cool. So, of course, Jimin.
Yeah. It would be really fun. Like, I feel like some of the best conversations, too, happen at night. I don't know why that is. But, yeah, totally. Okay. So, would you rather sing karaoke with the Young Line or the Maknae Line?
Shit.
I would say sing with the Young Line.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be so fun. I feel like the vocal line...
Well, the Young Line includes Jin, who's in the vocal line. So, it's like... The rappers plus Jin. Yeah.
Did you watch the Run episode where they did sing karaoke? And I think Jungkook, RM, and Jin were all on a team. And Jin did not take that shit seriously at all. He was, like, basically screaming. It was so funny. And so was Namjoon. It was the best. I feel like, a night of drinking and karaoke with the Young Line would be the best. It'd be fun. Yeah. Like,
now that you made it into like a thing, a night of drinking and karaoke, hell yes. I choose the Young Line also. Fucking, if Yoongi had like 3 beers in him and then he gets up to rap some fire, like, you know, in the karaoke room, hell yeah.
I love hearing, I know that Jin is in the Young Line, but I love hearing the rap line sing. It's just so amusing to me. But also, like, Jin is so goofy. Like, he's not going to be singing seriously if he's doing karaoke.
That would be so amazing. Yeah. Yeah, I choose the Young Line also. Yeah, totally. Okay. Would you rather do an escape room like they did in their last Run episode with the rap line or the vocal line?
Well, you know how I feel about escape rooms. I've done like...
Yeah.
I've literally done 9.
You've done a lot.
I take them seriously.
very seriously. So the question is, in that Run episode, Jimin was really, really, really good. He was on it. He was leading that fucking team. So was Jin. So that's the vocal line. Jimin and Jin would be in the vocal line. And so even though Taeyang might not get it, even though Taeyang can be very intuitive, and I think that like some of the puzzles in there, he like was like,
no, yeah,
he the was one like who the, found them yeah. out.
There's different kind of people who take on different roles while in an escape room. Mm-hmm. And Taeyang is kind of like an observer where he's just looking at things mm-hmm. happening around. And he was the one, I think, in the Run episode who was like, we should maybe sit on these chairs. And mm-hmm. I mean, Yoongi and Jin went straight over there and sat on the chairs and boom, they did something. And he was also, oh, like, hey, look at this. Like, he just was observing. He wasn't really solving problems, but he was figuring out ways to get to the next,
right?
You know, the next problem, basically. So he wasn't really maybe solving, but he was just observing. And it was super, super helpful to both Jin and Yoongi. So I'm going to mm-hmm. go vocal line.
But, you know, on the other hand, Namjoon is a genius.
Yes.
Yoongi is a genius, so that's the rap line. And then J-Hope, he's pretty smart too. Yeah. And he figured out a few like integral things mm-hmm. in there. So the rap line, you know, might also be a good choice. But yeah, I'm also going to go with the vocal line.
Yeah, I feel like yeah. vocal line would be so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Okay.
Okay.
Plus so, it's more people and yeah. more people makes an escape room just, easier.
Yeah. And it would still be a really fun group.
Yeah.
Okay, so would you rather go to a fan sign and get to speak to each member or get VIP tickets to a concert?
Oh, my God.
Okay, what does VIP tickets include? Does that just mean, like, you get a picture with them?
I'm going to say that they don't include, like, meet and greet. I'm just saying that they're, like, the closest tickets. I just didn't know how to describe it when I was... Okay. Yeah. So, like, I don't know, kind of what we have for our tickets for Fort Worth, except for I feel like there might be a closer section. I don't know.
Probably, but like, yeah.
as close as you can get or a fan sign.
I'm going to do a fan sign. I'm sorry.
I would too.
I'm
Me too.
So jealous of all of the people in South Korea who get yeah. to go. Well, not all of them. The fortunate people in South Korea who can get to go to a fan sign.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so jealous.
Every time a fan sign happens, I'm just like... Oh, I wish I was there so
bad.
They
touch them. I don't...
They give them things to wear.
Like, I can't imagine interlocking my fingers with
oh my God, no.
Jungkook or J-Hope.
Lining your pinky
like,
up with Jimin.
Yes. Oh.
Or Taeyang doing his boxy smile at you.
Oh.
Or furrowing his brow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I would totally go with the fan sign.
Fan
like,
sign
I would,
all the way.
I would give up our tickets... in a heartbeat to be able to go do that.
I so badly want to go to a fan sign and give Taeyang a mixtape. Mm, I so badly want to do that.
Oh my gosh, that would be so amazing.
It's my dream.
I wonder if you could mail it to them.
Oh, I'm sure I could. Although I know they're not accepting gifts anymore, but does a mixtape include, is that a gift?
That has to be.
Damn it. Oh well.
Mm.
I just have to go to a fan sign. Bucket list.
Okay, would you rather go to a museum with Jimin or Yoongi?
I don't know.
I don't know, because I feel like Yoongi is very artistic, mm-hmm. but Jimin would be, like, fun to go to a museum with, and he would also really fit in with the surroundings, because he's a work of art.
Well, I know that Taeyang went to, like, an art museum, and he took Jimin with him, and they looked like they had such a fun time. But I also, again, feel like Yoongi would be so into it and be very insightful on things, mm-hmm. and it would just be interesting to hear his thoughts.
Yeah, but also Yoongi doesn't want to like ever walk around.
He just wants to take it in. Yeah, I feel like he would just want to take it in.
I feel like he would find like a quiet wing of the museum and one of the big benches and just kind of sit down on it and look at a few paintings and rotate every once in a while. Mm-hmm. But like Jimin would like walk around and experience it and like have a really fun time.
I can see Yoongi just with like his Americano. Starbucks Americano yeah, walking around.
Chilling out.
If the
and
museum
experience.
Allows beverages.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with Jimin just because I feel like it'd be more interactive.
Me too.
I feel like Yoongi would also be really awesome. I mean, he would be so insightful on everything and have so many interesting thoughts.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Jimin, just because yeah. I feel like it'd be super fun.
Mm-hmm. And since he's gone with Taeyong, we know that he would want to go.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Korean sweetheart. He would do anything.
Baby.
Okay, so would you rather watch a scary movie with Hobie or Jin?
I know my answer 100%.
Oh my gosh.
Hobie. Hobie. Like, that fucking clip where they have them, like, each member comes into the room, like, one by one and watches, like, the video on the computer.
Yeah.
And it, like,
it's like a trailer like a jump, for a scary movie.
Yeah, it's yeah. like a jump scare at the end. Uh-huh. And Hobie freaks out and then starts, like, laughing really... That is the only way that I could make it through a scary movie because I hate scary movies because I hate the suspense. I hate getting scared. And I feel like Hobie's reaction and like how he gets through it would just like
It'd
make
so
it possible.
Funny. It'd yes. be so funny. And you wouldn't feel alone in it.
No, you would feel together because we would be having the same reaction and it would just be so amazing.
Okay, but I just see Jin in this romantic light now, so I'm just like...
So his broad shoulders would
yeah, like
curl around you and protect you?
I'm like, I hate scary movies. I really do, but I feel like J-Hope freaking out would just make me want to slap him and be like, stop freaking out, you're making me freak out. Like, I feel like we would just both be a shit show watching a scary movie.
Yeah.
I have friends who watch scary movies with me who are also total scaredy cats like me. And we just like mm-hmm. all make each other even more scared with our reactions. So I feel like doing it with Hobie would be really, really amusing. But in the moment, I feel like it would not be that fun.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Jin, even though I think Jin would tease me. Like, I think Jin would make
oh,
fun
yeah,
of you.
Oh, yeah, he totally would.
For being so scared. And Jin, honestly, he's kind of a scaredy cat, too. But, like, in a different way. It's, like, yeah. funnier and not as, like, J-Hope
he
is...
He kind of brushes it
yeah,
off.
Yeah, J-Hope is J-Hope actually
is
terrified.
J-Hope is more forward with it. Yeah. J-Hope is actually terrified. Yeah. Jin, it kind of gets him at first, but he gets over it quicker.
Yeah.
I feel like Jin would, like, help you get through it with a bunch of dad jokes.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
like...
He would, yeah. he would get scared, but he would just laugh it off. Totally mm-hmm. just... I can hear his Wincho laugh, just laughing it off.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like if he was next to me and I was actually terrified, I feel like he would want to comfort you. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm so into Jin. What the hell?
He is coming for you.
Like, what the hell? It's so weird. Okay.
Okay. Would you rather play video games with Taeyong or go on a walk with Namjoon? I know my answer.
I feel like I know mine too, and I feel like we're going to have the opposite answer.
Maybe.
I would play video games with Taeyong. It's one of his...
I would go on a walk with Namjoon.
Yeah, it's one of yeah. Taeyong's biggest passions, and I feel like I could really bond with him over it. Like, I'm not really into video games at all, mm-hmm. honestly, if I'm being real. But I know that they mean a lot to Taeyong, and I feel like you could learn a lot about him. And whenever Taeyong succeeds, this is really weird, whenever he succeeds, it just makes me happy. And I feel like he's really, really good at video games. And that's, like, mm-hmm. something that he, like, takes pride in. And so getting to watch him succeed in video games would be so much fun for me and just mm-hmm. would make me feel so happy just to see him do so well. I know.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Also, maybe you wouldn't have to necessarily, like, play with him, but he could play and you could watch. I do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm
fun.
Saying. Like, I would probably yeah. watch him more than I would play. If I played him, it would also be really fun because he would totally want to teach you. He'd be like, oh, this is what you have to do or whatever. And that would just be so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I would go on a walk with Namjoon
yeah.
just because of the conversations we could have or, you know, but you make really good points about playing video games with Taeyong. That would be really fun. But I just think Namjoon goes on like these walks and takes these pictures. And I just feel like he's really enjoying life and taking the moment to mm-hmm. like unwind and enjoy himself and you know clear his mind.
Yeah, he really reflects on himself. He really reflects on his success, and it's an important time for him to like take time to himself and go on a walk and just, you know, that he loves nature.
Mm-hmm.
And he really loves interacting with animals. It's so cute. Mm-hmm. It's so precious. So yeah. Going on a walk with Namjoon and having such great conversations with him, oh, that would be really great too. But yeah, yeah, I would so play video games with Taeyong.
Okay, so now we're going to go on to some of the more, like, dirty questions.
Yeah, so we're going to go into some of the dirty questions, and they're not super dirty. They're still provocative and a little racy, but honestly, it's not too terrible. But, however, we do have some mothers and daughters who listen to the podcast together. We have at least, like, four of you guys, so...
Yeah, I don't know. You just might want to screen it.
Yeah, I mean, unless you guys are really, really close. I know that if I were to do this with my mom, like, my parents listen to the podcast, my dad listens to the podcast, I'm going to be like, Dad, do not listen to this episode, please. Oh. Kenneth, no.
Okay. No. All right, so let's get into this.
So would you rather shower with Jungkook... or soak in a bathtub with Taeyong?
Oh, shit. I feel like I would soak in a bathtub with Taeyong because I love a good bath and I would love to just get into a big bath with Taeyong. I feel like it would be so luxurious and, you know, bubbly, and I mean, and it's Taeyong.
Yeah. No, that's definitely what I'm going to pick too. But showering with Jungkook would be so hot.
Steamy.
That'd be so hot. And, like, he's mm-hmm. standing, so all of his muscles are, like, kind of already flexed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be good.
That would be good.
Yeah, but I'm going to say soak in a bathtub with Taeyong.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Would you rather have a threesome with the Daegu boys or the Busan boys?
Ooh, okay. So a threesome with Yoongi and Taeyong or Jimin and Jungkook. I would so do the Daegu boys. Oh,
yeah, of course. This is really hard for me because, of course, Jimin is my bias. Like, Jimin is, like, I would want the one with Jimin. But I'm not, like... super into Jungkook that way.
Yeah.
But I'm super attracted to Yoongi and super attracted to Taehyung.
Yeah.
So this is, I mean, shit.
Well, with how different Taehyung and Yoongi can be, I feel like that'd be just...
an interesting dynamic.
They're similar in a lot of ways too, but it would be interesting.
You know, when we're talking about the Busan boys, we're talking about Jikook, and that's, like, such a good... I mean, that's a solid ship, too.
No, it is a solid ship. Damn. Taeji is a solid ship.
Yeah, it is. Shit, this is hard.
Oh, but, man, this is bad. We need to stop going, yeah.
People are screaming at us, like, telling, like, move on. Like, yeah. they know their answer. I guess I'll go with... the Busan boys because it would be fun.
I'm choosing Daegu for sure.
I'll choose Busan. Man,
that would be so hot.
Gosh. Oh, it would be. But Jimin. I can't get past Jimin. Plus, Jungkook is muscle pig, so he's super hot. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so would you rather make out with Taeyong at a pool party or make out with Jin in an elevator? Ooh, that'd be so hot in an elevator with Jin. Like, he would so do that.
Oh, what if it's a glass elevator and everybody could see as you, like, shoot up into the tall stories of the hotel?
Sure.
I don't know why that's part of it. I'm just setting the scene.
If that's how you envision it, then there you go.
I'm just setting the scene for you, Bethany.
Mm. I feel like it would be so hot and steamy with Jin in an elevator. But also, I would have so much fun at a pool party with Taeyong. Like, that I feel like is his element. He would love that shit.
Yeah, but making out at a pool party is making out in front of a bunch of other people at a party. I'm going to do Jin in an elevator because those lips, those broad shoulders lift me up in that elevator. Like, let's go to the roof.
This is a really hard one for me, but I mean, I just have to go with Taeyong, damn it. I just want to make out with him.
No matter what, in any situation.
Okay, but a pool party would be so much fun.
It would be.
you know, who doesn't say that you sneak off and go somewhere else?
That's so true. Okay, would you rather be tied up by Jungkook or blindfolded by Jimin?
Okay, this is a hard one for me.
Your
answer is obvious.
Yeah, blindfolded by Jimin, like blood, sweat, and tears style. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, hell yes.
Oh, I know, you can picture it.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Or lie with the blindfold. Ugh, damn.
God damn
it. You know he can work a blindfold.
You know he can.
Oh, but tied up by Jungkook.
He's strong. He could tie it really tight.
He's so strong. Damn. Oh, this is too hard. This is actually probably the hardest one for me. I don't know why. blindfolded by Jimin, I guess.
Really?
I mean,
that's surprising.
But I'm like thinking about it. I will go with blindfolded by Jimin.
Yes.
Because he's so hot during his live performance. When he takes off that freaking blindfold, like, I want him to blindfold me. Like, damn. I think I'm picturing that, like, he would be really good with that. And I feel like he would be kind of surprising once the blindfold is on.
Yeah.
So, but being tied up by Jungkook is super hot.
It is. It really is. But you know Jimin's the right choice.
I can just really picture it because of Blood, Sweat, and Tears on Live.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so would you rather wax play with Namjoon or ice play with Jimin?
Shit. Okay.
Oh, I know my answer to this one.
I feel like I know my answer, and I feel like it, you know, it's going to surprise you. Because I feel like...
Well, now I know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I would choose wax play with Namjoon because Namjoon, I feel like he's a freak, okay? I feel like Namjoon is a fucking freak, and I feel like he's already into this shit.
Yes. Kayla and I have had this conversation before. Like, who in BTS is the kinkiest? And we're like...
Namjoon and J-Hope.
Namjoon and J-Hope. Man, J-Hope has to be a freak in the sheets. Like, there is just... I just feel that.
Yeah, for sure. Yes.
He gives off major freaky vibes.
He's nasty. Yeah.
But I'm going to go with wax play with Namjoon also.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather be degraded by Yoongi or praised by Taeyang? I would rather be praised by Taeyang.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not into the whole degradation thing. And
you're not.
Yeah, and I really love to be praised because I don't praise myself. So if I know that my partner is, at least, you know, like that for my partner, they're like praising and whatever, then I'm like, okay. So yeah, I choose praised by Taeyang.
So you're not like into dirty talk? Like, I feel like degraded is more like dirty talk.
It depends. Not as often.
Yeah. It's more of a dom submissive thing, really.
Yeah.
I don't take it like personally, I guess. So I'd be like,
I don't take it personally.
I think it's hot. So this is hard for me. But I'm going to go with Praise by Taeyang because I feel like that would be amazing. Oh.
Yeah, that would be really awesome.
That'd be so amazing to be praised by Taeyang. Mm-hmm. Damn. Okay. So, would you rather call J-Hope daddy or Namjoon daddy?
No. Damn it. This is too hard because...
This is really hard.
The reason why J-Hope got on, like, my bias list and my, like, the reason why he's, like, one of my main bias wreckers is, like, because he's a fucking daddy, like, all the time.
Like, he
just commands this presence on stage sometimes, and it's just too much. But Namjoon, man.
Namjoon is daddy. Like, that's just...
He is. I'm going to say Namjoon, because that's just him.
Yeah, I'm going to say Namjoon, too.
Like, any picture of him, anytime he's on stage, anytime he's just, like, hanging out, like, his outfits, whatever, he's daddy.
Namjoon daddy. I agree. That's what I would go with.
Yeah. Would you rather be teased by J-Hope or be satisfied by Yoongi? Damn.
This is all about, like... This is what you're into, man.
This is all this about is, what you're into.
Yeah.
And we know that J-Hope is a freak.
Yeah. I would so be teased by J-Hope. Although being satisfied by Yoongi would be like one hell of a satisfaction.
Oh my God. Just to have the opportunity to be satisfied by Yoongi, you know, like.
The opportunity to be teased by J-Hope.
I know, but being satisfied is just one step further. To be satisfied, you have to be teased a little, at least, before that.
Yeah.
Damn. I'm just seeing, I'm going to get what I can get, is what I'm talking about with these situations.
I'm going to go with teased by J-Hope, because I think that would be one hell of a ride.
I'm going to go satisfied by Yoongi, because I fucking love Yoongi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you rather scratch Jin's shoulders or lick Jimin's abs?
I don't know.
I'm gonna say scratch Jin's shoulders.
Give him a good, hey, that's my itchy spot here. Can you itch it for me?
No, it's not like that. It's like hard scratching.
Yeah,
I would do that. His shoulders are so hot. Oh. And Jimin's abs are hot, too, but I feel like I would just feel weird licking abs.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it, but also it's Jimin's abs, so I feel like if I had the opportunity, sure. I would lick Jimin's abs. Why not? I would. Like, he's fucking, it's Park motherfucking Jimin. So if he was letting me do it, then I would do it.
Okay, next question.
Would you rather have a secret affair with Hobie, specifically Hobie, or a one-night stand with your bias? So for you, Taeyong, and for me, Jimin. Damn.
A secret affair with Hobie would be really, really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And really, really hot.
Mm-hmm. And he'd be putting, like, everything on the line.
Yeah.
I feel like you were getting to a butt.
I am getting to a butt.
Taeyong's butt?
Yeah, totally. Man, he's got a booty, man. It's so nice. Okay, but that new, like, footage of him where he's dancing to Jungkook's Begin in the mm-hmm. practice studio, and everyone has put, like, every song that ever existed over it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his butt. Oh, yeah. It's so bootylicious. Okay, so, yeah, one-night stand with Taeyong, 100%.
I feel like I would have a secret affair with Hobie. Like, I would love to fall in love with Hobie. That would just be amazing. And to have, like, this whirlwind secret romance and jet-setting all around the world, it would be so exciting.
You would definitely get a high out of the secretive relationship and whatnot, but I also, like, it's an affair. I don't know. Not to get all moral.
Oh, I mean, like.
Do you mean just, like, he's not supposed to be dating women?
Yeah.
And sees you? Mm.
Yeah. Not that, like, he's with anyone else, and not necessarily that we're with anybody. Just, like. Yeah.
That would be just really, really hot.
Mm-hmm.
No, I still go with one night stand with Taeyong. still there. I would totally do that.
Okay.
Yeah. But Hobie would be so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you rather do furry shit with Taeyong? I love Kayla totally wrote this one. Do furry shit.
I mean, you know, whatever Taeyong wants to do with the furry stuff.
Do furry shit with Taeyong or bondage with Namjoon?
I just feel like he would be into it.
Namjoon? Or Taeyong. Yeah. I feel like both.
Namjoon. Both. I feel like both of them would be into those things. Like, Taeyong definitely into the furry stuff and Namjoon into the bondage. So which would you want to do?
Oh, man. I just can't do the furry shit.
You told me before. You have said on this podcast, you were like, hell yeah. I would totally do that shit with Taeyong. If Taeyong wanted me to be a furry, woof.
Okay.
Woof.
Okay, they don't wolf. Furries are foxes, right?
I feel like furries are any kind of animal that you dress up as in a sexual way.
Okay, fine. I will. Yes, if Taeyong came up to me and said,
come do furry shit with me.
Come do furry shit with me. I would hands down get in the car and go. Like, furry shit. Let's do it.
I just feel like that would be really fucking fun. I want to say bondage with Namjoon.
Are you going to do furry shit with Taeyong?
I want to say bondage with Namjoon because I can just imagine him, like, taking the harness off that he wore on stage and then, like, putting me in it. But I feel like furry shit with Taeyong, one, I've always been interested in what it is. Not that, like, I don't think I would ever be into it. I know I would never be into it, but, like, I just feel like it would be fun with Taeyong, like, to go to a furry convention or something. Amazing. I feel like that's the one I would choose.
I was picturing furry shit in the bedroom.
Yeah, we could do that, too.
That's what I was picturing. I feel like furry shit, like, at a convention is like, okay, yeah, I'll do this.
Mm-hmm.
But furry shit in the bedroom, like, you have to get turned on by that.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, this is the dirty part, right?
Yeah, it is the dirty part. And
I would still do furry shit with Taeyong in the bedroom.
I feel like you could make it really fun. This is so fucking weird.
Okay. Okay. You know my answer. I would do furry shit with Taeyong.
Okay. I would do bondage with Namjoon just because in the bedroom setting, that would be amazing. Would you rather kinky wrestle with Jungkook or dirty talk with Yoongi? Dirty talk with Yoongi.
Kinky wrestle with Jungkook. Aw. He would still be really sweet and kind. Like, he would not actually try to hurt you. Like, he would definitely make it a fair fight. But you know that he's going easy on you. But it's kind of attractive that he's going easy on you. And you're like, no, don't go easy on me. And he's like, I'm not going easy on you, but he really is. But then he pins you down. Hell yeah. Totally. Totally.
I really love, like, that play, flirty, fun, like, wrestling, you know? Like, we've all done it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that, man, now that makes me want to go with it the way you described it.
Oh,
but
it's so fun.
I already said dirty talk with Yoongi. That was my, like, initial reaction just because I feel like he would, it would be good with him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah. So, would you rather, we're getting into the real dirty stuff. Would you rather make Yoongi moan your name?
Oh,
or
shit.
Jin making you moan his. I feel like it'd be really hard to make Yoongi moan your name.
And I would rather make Yoongi moan my name just because whenever he kind of like whispers, like I feel like if he moans my name, it would just come out of him on accident type thing. Like you said, it would be hard to make it happen for him. So like I like, you know, that's how it would come out, would just kind of be like this quiet little like, you know, and that would be so fucking hot and amazing.
No,
and
yeah.
Everything.
Well, you said you really wanted Taeyong to praise you. So Yoongi moaning your name is like the ultimate praise.
That's so true.
I'm going to say Jin making you moan his. Like, I feel like that'd be really hot.
Jin really fucking has you.
I know. It's really bad. What the hell?
He's like going to be your number two now.
But honestly, I feel like Jungkook is like staying at my number two because I love Taekook so much. But at the same time, Jungkook is really hot. I don't know. And he's a good bias and he has a beautiful voice. And Jin also has me. He totally has me. He's like number three on my bias list right now. What the hell?
Okay. So this is the last one. And this is like, I feel like this is the ultimate.
Yeah, this is good.
Okay. So would you rather sleep with your bias and everything that entails or see a sex tape of your favorite ship? Bethany, I don't know how you're going to answer this one.
I really don't know how I'm going to answer it either. shit, this is hard.
I want the tape.
Okay, so what ship? What ship are you going to do, Kayla?
Man, I'd be 100% fine with Namin, Minjoon, or Yunmin, or Soap. Shit, Soap is really, or Taekook, anyone. But my favorite ship, I guess, right now is, like, Namin. So, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm probably going to say see a sex tape of Taekook. That's terrible. Yeah. I mean, I just, like, it's got to be so hot. It's got to be way better sex than me and Taeyong. I got to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Like, it's got to be. Their chemistry, their love.
Yeah.
Yeah, Taekook, 100%.
Yeah.
I just want them to kiss. Damn it.
You just want to see it.
I really want to see it, man. There's a lot of people who do. Mm-hmm. This is terrible. We love BTS for more than this. We swear. This is just something really fun to do.
Yeah. Yeah. We needed like a really fangirly, like light episode. So.
Yeah.
By the way, BTS is up to some sneaky shit right now. So we're just kind of waiting for whatever they're doing to come out.
I'm convinced that they're going to release something this week.
Yeah.
They I really am. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Taeyeon or Jimin has not tweeted in like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's up with that?
That's weird. Taeyeon posted stuff from forever ago,
mm-hmm.
and not recent stuff. And also, he said he was going to do a V Live, and then that never happened. Baby, you're killing us.
Yeah, teasing.
He really is.
So we don't know what's going on with them, but maybe we'll know. By the way, thank you guys. Over the past couple weeks, we've gotten some more amazing iTunes reviews. Just absolutely incredible. We love hearing from you guys. We love writing your, we love reading your feedback. And, so thank you for writing a review. If you haven't yet written an iTunes review, go ahead and do that. That would be super appreciated. Once we get to 200 reviews, we're going to do another bonus episode and you guys are going to be able to vote on what the episode is.
Yeah, I think that's going to be really, really fun.
Yeah. So you can email us at standingbtspodcast@gmail.com. You can follow our Twitter account and interact with mostly me on there at standingbtspod. You can follow our fangirl Instagram account at sugarfreecookiejams and interact with mostly Bethany on there.
Yay!
and you can like our Facebook page, Standing BTS, for just like weekly updates. We also have a YouTube channel and we are on Spotify now, so go stream us on Spotify. And of course, you can find links for all of that in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.